We would like to ask our Joy FM family for a very special prayer request. On Monday, our good friend Tracy Stuffel of the Perrys suffered a stroke and was involved in an automobile accident. Tracy is now in a Nashville hospital, and the doctors are working to control the swelling in his brain. He is in very critical condition and needs for us to join together in prayer. Thank you so much for those prayers, and we will let Libby know that you are praying. Tracy and the Perrys have always done so much to further the kingdom of God, and we pray that one day soon he will be back on the road doing just that.
For an update on the current status of Tracy Stuffel, please go to joyfm.org. You can share your thoughts and prayers by going to the Morning Joyride Facebook page or emailing them to joyride@joyfm.org. Or you can voice your prayers at 888-98-JOY-FM. Even through this difficult time, the ministry still continues. Joseph Habedank and Brian Walker, along with other artists, will be fulfilling their upcoming engagements. For locations and times in your Joy FM area, go to perrysministries.com.
From the Joy FM team and Libby and the Perrys, thank you for your prayers.
Joy FM is now offering a toll-free 24-hour update hotline at 888-98-JOY-FM. Call 24 hours a day to hear the latest on Tracy Stuffel. 888-98-JOY-FM.
I'm up early cleaning, and I heard the message about Brother Tracy of the Perrys. And we just want to let you know that the Leonard family is praying for everyone there and Tracy. I also have a post on Facebook, and we're sharing it also for praying all over the world for him. And we just want to let you know that, and we'll stand in prayer. My name is Lori, and Zachary is my son. And so keep them safe. Tell her that God can make all things possible. Our pastor was in an accident sort of like that one time, and God took care of him and blessed him, and now he's all well. So just remember to have faith in him and trust him, because he will pull Brother Tracy out. And just have a good day. And the music that you play is a blessing to me and my heart, and we play it all the time. God bless.
Just let Libby know that our family's praying for her family. We know God's in control. They are such a blessing to us and our ministry singing. I just pray the best things in their life. Thank you and have a blessed day.
This is Linda Dorton, and we're calling to let you know that we are praying for Tracy Stuffel, who has had the stroke and the car wreck. The Perrys are my favorite group, my favorite singing group, and I enjoy listening to them every day on your station. So we're really praying that he will be okay and be able to get back to singing. Thanks.
Yes, this message is for Libby Stuffel. I am in Mooresville, North Carolina, and I wanted to let her and all the Perrys know that Liberty Baptist Church in Mooresville, North Carolina, is praying for them, and we started our prayer chain this afternoon for them and love them very much. Thank you, and may God bless you, and may God bless Joy FM.
This is Lana Harris. I'm calling to pray for Mr. Tracy for the Perrys. I bless him to get better. I let him know when y'all see him. No, I'm thinking about him. But I love how it costs you gospel. Y'all have a blessed day.
This is Penny from Lincolnton, and I am praying for Tracy.
I just want you to know that my thoughts and my prayers are with Libby and Tracy Stuffel. I have enjoyed them and been blessed by their singing for lots of years. I really love to hear them, and I hope and pray that Tracy will soon make a turn for the better and be soon out of the hospital, back to singing. So God bless you all, and I hope to hear soon that he is better, and my prayers are with Libby also. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Debbie in Appomattox. I just wanted to say I have been praying yesterday and this morning for the Perrys, and I'll continue to do so. And God bless y'all at the station. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Eddie Falwell from Alta Vista, Virginia. Definitely praying for the Perrys. Definitely love their music. Know God's going to do his hand, going to do his work. It's going to be all his good and his glory. In his name we pray. Amen. Have a good day, Joy FM.
Hi, yes. Good morning. This is Wendy from Sherrill.
We're praying for Tracy, and also we're lifting Sister Libby up in our prayers too. May God bless them. Thank you. Bye-bye.
My name is Robert, and I'm calling and letting this family know that they're in my prayers. And also, I'm praying for Joy FM. I know it's like having a stroke. I had one on January the 5th, so I like prayers as well. But I'm praying. Thank you.
This is Barry Russell. Can y'all email Libby Stuffel? Tell her that my prayers and thoughts are with her, and her husband's going to be great, doing good. God's going to see him through it. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed day.
I'm calling in regards to Tracy Stuffel. He's a true friend of mine. I see him every year at the praise gathering and singing in the sun. He was just recently at our church, at First Baptist Church of Indian Trail, North Carolina. I know he's a true man of God, and I love what they stand for, the Carries, and what they sing about. He's our beloved Lord and Savior, but most of all, Jesus is the great physician. I know he's got a family on him right now looking after me, and I know he'll take care of this situation. Without that, he's a good God, and he's good all the time.
So I would just want to tell everyone that I'm praying for Tracy and his wife. We need to be praying for her, too, because my husband's also in the hospital, and we almost lost him. But God has brought him through, and I know God can bring Tracy through. But we need to pray for the wives, too, for strength and comfort, because it's hard on us. So just want her, let her know that we're praying for her, too.
Praying, of course, for Tracy. But also would like to see Daniel post a photo of himself this morning on Facebook. Thank you.
Yes, this is the Crow family. Just to let you know that we're praying for the Stuffel family. We love you, Libby. Tracy, don't give up. God's still on the throne. We love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Jean. And I was wanting to let you know that we're praying for Tracy. And God bless you. And we know that God can answer prayer. We just believe, and he will answer the prayer, and just keep on believing for him. God bless y'all. And tell Libby, just keep on believing.
Yes, just wanted to let you know that we're praying for you guys and also praying for the fairies. But through it all, one verse keeps coming to mind, and that's Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. God bless. Hope y'all have a wonderful day.
Hi, guys. This is Neil and Elk, and I never had a stroke. But I had a traumatic head injury in 96. So while I was at the last confined with an electric wheelchair and lost my voice for the last 5 years. You know, when the days was just really bad, and they got really bad, especially when I couldn't speak, and so frustrating not being able to speak to my wife. There was times I would sit in my bedroom and just be so depressed. I can remember so many times when I could smell that sweet smell of the rose of Sharon. Praise God. Come by my room, sit with me, and everything was just content. Give him praise. Guys, don't ever give up. No matter what's going on, God's still in control. Don't you ever forget that. Praise be to God, and we'll keep praying. Love you. Bye-bye.
I just called to tell Tracy and Libby that we're praying. I woke up this morning and turned on the radio and heard a prayer request. And I want to thank Joy FM for doing that, because that's so precious that they would care enough to put it on the air that others could pray. And I just thank God that I woke up and I heard the prayer request, and just want Tracy and Libby to know that we're praying. And I've texted everybody I know asking them to pray, and I know that God is going to move in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, good morning, Joy FM. My name is Glenda, and I'm from Sanford, and I would like to say a prayer for Tracy and Libby. Dear Lord, please bless the family of Tracy and Libby, that ye, Lord, may make a shawl of strength, faith, health, and love. Give this shawl the ability to comfort, the ability to heal, the ability to give strength where it is needed, and of your will it to be. May Tracy and Libby and family be able to know that you are with them and that they are not alone, that they are cared and loved and prayed for, that your loving arms are around them to protect them for whatever reason they should need whenever they put this shawl on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings that is given to this family. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. God bless you, Joy FM.
Yes, this is Greg Shuff from Morganton, North Carolina. I just want Brother Tracy and Sister Libby to believe in God. They're on my prayer request list. Just remember the song made popular by the Whistler, Don't Be Afraid. Oh, don't be afraid, brother. We love you. Be a blessing. May God just continue to bless and heal.
Hello, this is Ruth and Sharon Elliott from Asheboro, North Carolina. And years ago when we were going to see the Perrys, and we still go see them, my mama was suffering with depression, and they had another state to go in, and they would gather around in a circle and pray for my mama for her depression, and we want to give it back to Tracy, and you tell him that we all love him.
Sister Libby, it's Tony. We're praying for you down in Trinity, North Carolina, and want you to know that, you know, the Lord will work it out. All we can do is put in his hands and pray. And I just want to say I appreciate everything y'all do for the Lord. God bless. Bye.
Hi, this is Barbara. I'm calling from Hickory, North Carolina. I just want to let Lib and the Stuffle family know that I'm praying for them, and I wish them the best. God bless you.
My prayers with Tracy and the whole Perry group. My name is Tracy. Tracy, I come through a stroke, and I know you can do it too. I recouped real good, recovered. So God is great, and God is good, and he will take us through. My prayers with Tracy. Thank you.
Yes, my name is James Dunn from Hickory, North Carolina. I wanted to let you know that I have been praying for Tracy and Libby ever since he had the stroke, and I will continue to pray for them until he is able to return back to a normal life. God bless.
I just want to say that my prayers are going out to the Perry family. They are my most favorite gospel group. I love their songs, and I love their spirits when they sing, and I know that God is watching over them. I just want to say to Libby that their latest song that I love, I just talked to God this morning, and I want them to know that each and every morning when I first get up, my prayers are with them. We can reach him morning, noon, or night, but I know that God is surrounding them with his love and care, and we just have to keep holding on. Thank you.
Tracy, I pray that God will touch you in every way, shape, or form and heal you in every way. And I pray his many blessings will be upon you and your family and touch you and use this to glorify your name. And we just thank you for all you do and everything you've done. And just want to thank God for what he's going to do. And it's all in his hands. And there'll be a better day coming. And we love you and God bless you.
Hi, Libby. I just wanted to let you know that I'm still praying for you and Terry, and that God's blessings to you and his love. Love you, Jared.
Tom and Pat from Pennsylvania, we're praying for you, Tracy, and Libby, too, and your family. Jesus, just be with Tracy and heal him in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Libby, this is Libby Lyons from Smoke, South Carolina. We were with y'all at Maple Cane Church, and we just want to let you know that our community is sending up prayers for you every day, and we'll be listening out for you. Our prayers are with you. We love you. Bye.
Good morning, gang. This is Barry Russell from Denton, North Carolina. Just like I'll tell Libby, remember what the song says. Lean on him, he's our strength in time of need. And I believe this, and I know God will see him through. I hope and pray that he'll be one day walking around talking, cutting up like he used to be. I'm praying for you, Libby. Y'all have a good day, and God bless.
This is Frankie, truck driver, living in Annapolis, North Carolina. Prayers going up for the Suffolk family, Libby, Tracy, and the whole family. God bless. I know the Lord will bring him through. For who said all things work together for them that love the Lord. God bless you and your family. Still praying. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yes, our family is praying for Tracy. We will definitely pass everything we can along to other people in our family as well as our church family.
This is Janice Lyons in Kingsport, Tennessee. We're still praying for him. Our church is praying for him. We love the Perrys. It's been a real blessing, and God's not through with Tracy yet, I don't believe. So anyway, we've still got him in our prayers, him and Libby too. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
I am praying for Tracy Stuffle. I remember him giving the award for the Perrys to the Crabb family. And I have always admired that family for that. Talk to you later. Bye.
Joy FM and your staff, you're a godsend.
I don't care what people try to say about you. People have tried to tear you down to me for years. I've always listened to you. And I thank your God heals people with a loving heart. And I just thank you so much for all your prayers for everybody. And especially Tracy and Libby, you're in our prayers. And we hope God sees you that miracle today. Thank you.
I would just like to say that my heart goes out to both of them. And I pray this would be God's will, that he would just reach down his mighty arm and just touch and heal him so that he can get back to singing. I really enjoy listening to him. I listen to Joy FM every morning. And when I heard about this, it really broke my heart. But I do know that, you know, when it does come his time, he's going to a better place. But like I said, if it be God's will, please come down and touch him. And this is Melissa Jolly, and I enjoy y'all's radio station so much. God bless y'all.
This is Patsy in Gastonia. Little is much when God is in it, so I thank God for the improvement over the night. And I just ask you, Libby, and everybody to keep trusting God, and he'll take care of him, because God is still God. And by Jesus' stripes, he is healed. In the name of Jesus, and by Jesus' blood. Amen.
I've been praying for Tracy and all of us at Kingsport. All the churches praying for him, and I hope he gets better soon, and take care of yourself. God bless you.
The Enlighteners Gospel Duo of Kannapolis, North Carolina, would like to add their prayers and let Tracy and Libby know that we love you, and we are definitely praying, and we are asking churches as we travel around and sing to please keep Tracy in prayer. We hope everything works out good. Just know it's all in God's hands.
I am praying for Tracy and Libby. I love to hear them sing, and I believe that God is going to intervene, and he's going to be healed.
This is Nancy Morris from Albemarle, North Carolina. I'm praying for Stacy and Libby. I pray that God will heal him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He's such an inspiration in singing God's word. We love him, and we're praying for him. Thank you.
This is Kay, and I want to thank the Lord for Joy FM and for you taking the time to do what you're doing and providing us the opportunity to request prayers for Tracy and his wife and the singing group, and let you know that Joy FM is a very good blessing to a lot of people. We thank you and thank the Lord for you.